One of the greatest fight songs in college sports. Welcome back in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Here on this Tuesday, TSU hockey, which is something that was announced a few years ago. It's being built from the ground up. They're going to be at the Preds games this week, tonight against the Rangers and Thursday against the Penguins. We bring in their head coach, Dante Abercrombie, who's on the line with us now. Coach, how are you?
No, I'm doing very well. Yourself?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. This is our first opportunity to get to talk to you, but I know you're excited to kind of get the word out about the program this week at the Predators games, but I want to ask you a very simple question. Why was this something that you wanted to undertake? I mean, this is a brand new program, something that you get to build from the ground up. What was it that attracted you to Tennessee State University?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I was born and raised in an HBCU family. My mom went to Howard. My wife and I met at Hampton University. So honestly, that song that you just played, I'm So Glad, is near and dear to my heart, because that rings true through all HBCUs. And this is a dream of mine. I've always wanted to see hockey represented on HBCU campus. So when Dr. Mickey Allen and Nick Guerrero reached out to me last December and said, hey, this is something that we're interested in, you're the person that we want at the helm, I just ran right towards it. It's worth it.
So what has it been like to this point over the course of the last year? I mean, obviously you got to put a program together, literally, from the ground up. So how's it been going?
Well, it's one of those things where every step that you've had until a certain point in your life has honestly built the skills necessary for you to do the job. So as far as recruiting, I've done that before. That's gone great. The scheduling portion is phenomenal. We have contracts just ready to be signed. So it's been great. It's been a whirlwind, an absolute whirlwind. But I am so excited about the future of our program.
When you tell somebody that you're the hockey coach at TSU, what kind of reaction do you get? I think it's most badass, but what kind of reaction do you get when you tell people you're the hockey coach at TSU?
I'm telling you, you almost get emotional. I get emotional every single day thinking about it. It's one of those things that it's when you dream of something as a kid, and you actually get a chance to see it come to fruition, and you get a chance to be a part of it. When somebody comes to you and says, really, TSU hockey? It's so easy for me to explain why it's important and why it's going to be successful. And then on top of that, it's just an opportunity to educate, because that was one of the biggest things that I tasked myself with. I knew that educating on both sides was going to be important. HBCUs have never had hockey, so I have to educate the fan base, the alumni, the school, as a whole. And then also in the hockey side, there's never been HBCU representation at this level in the National Hockey League, in NCAA hockey, or even in youth sports. So all day, all I do is have conversations about the history of blacks in hockey, the history of HBCUs, and why hockey matters to everybody, not just HBCU culture.
Oh, I love it. We're talking TSU head hockey coach Dante Abercrombie on the Chase and Big Joe show. I love the fact that the Nashville Predators are helping you guys out so much. It's not like, coach, they gave you $500 and said, here, go buy some skates. What's it been like working with them? Because they are so invested with what you're doing. It's got to be pretty cool.
It's phenomenal. You have Sean Henry, is really just taking the torch and run with it. And everybody else in the organization it's not even just about writing a check. It's influence, it's introductions. It's what can we do to make sure that this is successful? Because the Predators have had such great success in town. Nashville's one of the hotbeds as far as youth hockey growth. And you just see what positive change has come about since they've come in. Now we want to step into the collegiate space. So I can't thank Sean Henry, like I say, and the Predators enough. And again, them just opening their doors for these two games, and there's supposed to be some more later down the line, is just another testament to their commitment to what it is that we're doing here at Tennessee State.
Coach, I know when you recruit football, you go to the football field, and you recruit basketball, you go to the court. Where are you recruiting players for TSU?
I've been everywhere. I've been as far west and north as Vancouver.
Wow.
All the way up to Toronto. I coached in Newfoundland, so I know players that are up in that ways. But the blessing is also video. Like, I can jump on one of our athletes that has committed to us. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to be done to get them on campus. Is actually from South Korea and played in an international event. Like, I watch everything. So if you are of the caliber that I'm looking for, of a person first and as a player, I will find you.
Love that. Going back to the Predators portion of this for a second, you know, watching how they have built, you know, not only their hockey team, you know, over the course of the past 26, 27 years, but you mentioned the youth hockey aspect of this. I mean, this is truly a hockey town. I've watched it with my own eyes, having grown up here, of, you know, you go from having a couple of minor league teams, but a majority of the city didn't know anything about hockey, to now we live and breathe it. Was that part of what kind of attracted you to be a part of this, of knowing that the pro organization has done it at such a high level? That's something that they're going to attempt to pass on to you guys.
Well, absolutely. It starts with the community. If you're not involved in the community, like, what are you doing it for? That's very selfish. That's very self-serving. That was one of the main things that I mentioned, not only at TSU, but the Predators. I want to come in and actually help enhance their community engagement, get into buildings and have conversations with people that aren't necessarily traditional hockey fans. And just, it's all about exposure. That was one thing that I experienced as a child. Just seeing something different allows you to now be able to dream differently than you may have seen possible for your life. And then on the other side of it, now you're exposing individuals from certain communities that are more hockey specific or hockey traditional to HBCU culture and to the culture that is around Tennessee State. And that just helps to make the world a better place in my mind. Everybody's sitting at the table and everybody has a voice.
For sure. Dante, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm sure we're going to have many more conversations. Enjoy the Preds game tonight and Thursday, and we look forward to helping you get the word out on TSU hockey.
Absolutely. Section 120 is where we'll be both nights. You'll see me. I'll be walking around my jersey on. Come say hey. Come take a picture and honestly just show a little bit of support.
We will do it for sure. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coach Dante Abercrombie joining us here on the show, TSU Hockey. And again, they'll be at the Preds game. He'll be on the pregame show with Max as well tonight. So really, really cool.
Your job is to get us TSU Hockey jerseys. That's your one goal today.
Okay.
Nothing else to do.
Well, I'll work on that. A Chase and Big Joe hockey jerseys. Oh, we'll see what we can do.
TSU, that'd be awesome.
Look, I love everything about TSU. So, I mean, that would be awesome. And to, you know, the fight song, like,
yeah,
hope
right?
We hear that in the arena tonight. I want the band. Can the band come?
That's Sean Henry.
Can we get Sean? We need the band.
Yep.
We need the band for sure. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.